All right, everybody, you are listening live again from Harper Creek High School, just outside of Battle Creek, Michigan, in this regional final in Division II, Region 11, team wrestling. Low Red Arrows taking on the Thornapple Kellogg Trojans. Pretty exciting stuff. I'll try to give you some information about how Thornapple Kellogg made it here. Owen Sigorski taking the mat, starting weight 165 pounds. Missed the name of the TK wrestler. I apologize. But we have Sigorski out there already up 3-1. Takedown and an escape. Sigorski with another takedown. 6-1 now. Sigorski currently the number one ranked wrestler in Division II at 165 pounds. I'm wondering if he's wrestling Jace Curtis or not right now. I don't think that that's going to be the matchup. Otherwise, it would be Blake Bossenberger. And that's what I'm guessing, that this is Bossenberger on the mat. Sikorsky up now 9-2. Minute left in this first period. Out of bounds, both wrestlers. 13-2 now. After back points, 13-2. Sikorsky up over the TK wrestler. On the restart, Sikorsky choosing the optional. 1 point escape awarded. 13-3 now in this match at 165 pounds. Owen Sigorski on the mat for Lowell. Lat drop from his knee. Two back points. Not two back points. Takedown. And then earned back points. And then earned the technical fall at 165 pounds. Lowell now up 5-0 after the first match. Back in the semifinal, TK wrestling the home team Harper Creek. TK is down 27-38. With two matches left, they need two pins to win, and that's what happens. That is how Thornapple Kellogg gets to the regional final. In their final two matches, Thornapple Kellogg wins by pin, and they were able to win the duel at 39-38 was the final of that semifinal duel. So it's pretty exciting to watch while you were all listening to the wonderful music that WRWW provides. We were watching the end of that exciting duel. Gabe Olin out on the mat for the Red Arrows. Again, we'll get better about listening for the name of the TK wrestler if we can and get that to you. But 175 pounds, Gabe Olin on the mat. Gabe out front, both wrestlers to the mat, headlock out front. Just trying to reach out to that left hamstring of the TK wrestler and is able to gather that in. As Gabe circles around, gets his 3 points, Olin with a 3 point takedown, 3-0. 2 point reversal. Smith is what it sounded like from Thornapple Kellogg. Smith attempts the lat drop, is somewhat successful as far as returning Gabe to the mat, but is not able to earn any back points from that. So match score here in the 175 pound weight class, 3-2. Olin up. Should be a 2 point reversal. It is. Olin now up 5-2 after that reversal. 40 seconds left in this first period. Dual score is 5-0 after the first match. We're now in the second match. Started at 165 pounds. We're now at 175 pounds. Olin on top here, both in the score and in control of the wrestler on the mat. Looking to get that arm stuck to the back. Scoops that chin. Works to a half. It's not able to keep that. Flattens the wrestler back out on the mat. Does Olin. Nice hard cross face from the left side. Captures that tricep on the right side of the TK wrestler. Runs out of time. End of the first period. Olin up 5-2 in this 175-pound match. Second match of the duel. Again, we're at Harper Creek High School, outside of Battle Creek, Division II Region 11 final. This will be the telltale as to Ken Lowell go to Kalamazoo Wings Event Center and defend its state team title. Looking for 12 in a row are the Red Arrows. Here we're at the restart, tight waist. He's got a wing in. Looking for the bar, doesn't have it, just has the wing in. Walking the wing around on the left side. He's got to move more to the head. He's getting the TK wrestler to his back. Wrestler rolls through. Olin's still out in front of the wrestler. He's able to capture underneath the wrist. Works to a reverse half. Wrestler rolls through again and reverses Olin. It's now 7-2 up on the board. Olin in control on the mat. Scoops the chin. He's got a wrist. Works a bit of a navy ride in there in the lower half. Gets some legs in. To a half with his left arm. TK wrestler again rolls through that half. Gabe Olin needs to cinch that up a little bit tighter. Nearly a full Nelson call there. TK wrestler working to his knees. Olin's able to break him back down. He's got a wrist underneath. Back to a half on the right side. Walks it around. Chest to chest. TK wrestler flat on his back. There's the pinfall. 1 second left in this second period. Gabe Olin's able to seal the deal with a pinfall at 175 pounds. Lowell up now. 11-0 after two. Heading off to 190 pounds. We got Casey Engel. Currently, Casey's the number one ranked wrestler in Division II at 190 pounds. Heading out to the mat. I will listen to see who sends out for TK. Just give me a second. So we're at 190 pounds. Jace Curtis is wrestling for TK. Jace Curtis is the seventh ranked wrestler at 165 pounds for TK. And Casey Engel is the number one ranked wrestler at 190 pounds for Lowell. So two ranked wrestlers, but one is definitely wrestling up a touch in the weight class. So still 0-0 in the first half minute of this 190 pound match. Wrestler's middle of the mat. Curtis attempts to go in on left leg of Engel. Casey able to fight that off. Double underhooks. Snap down. Has that right underhook out on the edge, out by the TK bench. Lowell bench is to our left on that edge of the mat. TK bench is out to the right of us on that edge of the mat. We are across from the head table here at Harper Creek High School. We're up on top here, up on top of the stands, up on the track. Fireman's carry attempt by Curtis from TK. Looks like it's going to be a stalemate here in a moment, I would imagine. And there it is, stalemate call. 40 seconds left, first period. Both wrestlers are going to be on their feet, back to the middle of the mat. 0-0 is the match score. 11-0 is the team score. Engel attempts a little lefty swing. I think that was just more of a combination to set up something up top, and he out of bounds. It's a quick out of bounds call. Both wrestlers back to the middle of the mat on their feet. 26 seconds left in this first period. working to, I think what he wants to work is a left underhook with a right collar tie, but it's not working. So he goes 2-on-1 on Curtis's left side. Closes out the first period 0-0 at 190 pounds. Third match in this duel. Casey Engel taking on Jace Curtis of TK. I missed the call there, but Engel starting off on bottom. Curtis covers. I think he thought he was going to get a caution there. Kind of paused. Engel with the escape. There's the first points of this match. 1-0 Engel up on Jace Curtis of TK. Engel's got an underhook on the right side. Kind of pushes Curtis out of bounds. I don't think he's going to be able to do that too often. Otherwise, he's going to be looking at getting a stall. Engel, check that. Curtis quick in on Engel's right side. Casey's able to fight that off. Double unders. Puts Curtis to the mat. Now Engel is up 4-0. About a minute and a half left. Out of bounds are the wrestlers. The restart. Curtis will be on bottom from TK. Engel will cover. Still in control on top. Casey Engel is one of our regional qualifiers. Very successful last week here at Harper Creek on Saturday in districts, individual districts, and the Red Arrows and their 14 state qualifiers will be at Gull Lake High School this coming Saturday. Engel's pretty well controlled up top. Tight waist, grab ride. Kind of hip to hip up top. Curtis back to his feet. Nice hard return by Engel. Working to flatten him out. Back to a crab ride. Curtis kind of a switch out, but either way, Curtis is able to earn his escape. 4-1 now is the score. Both wrestlers on their feet. Engel attempts sink in that underhook on the right side. Tries it again. I think Engel's thinking that eventually his size and strength is just going to wear Curtis out. Casey's looking to sink in that underhook hard on the right side, and I think he's just looking for a throw. Or maybe work a 2-on-1 and just drop that down to a single leg. There's the restart. Engel on top at the start of this third period, both in score and control on the mat. Engel's up 4-1. Team score is 11-0. Third period of this 190-pound match. A tight waist and a wing. Curtis rolls through, earns his escape. It's now 4-3. Should be 4-3. I'm looking. All right, so it should be 4-3. Our score was incorrect. I'm sure they'll fix it. As Curtis had earned his escape, but back to their feet, and then Engel was able to earn the takedown. So now it's 7, in my head, it's 7-3. But on the board, it's 7-2. That's fine. It's hard to earn a takedown if you don't get an escape, but I don't know if they're going to work through that or not. 55 seconds left in this third period, 190 pounds. Engel's up 7-2 on the board. In control on the mat. He's got a wing on the left side of Curtis. getting some wrist control underneath. Actually, kind of grabbing some fingers there. Curtis again, attempt to sit out. Engel was able to fight that off. Tight waist on the right side with Engel. Trying to flatten Curtis back out. Closing seconds of this match, coming up on 10 seconds. Engel is up 7-2, 190 pounds. He's pretty well in control here. Looks like he's going to get this decision at 190 pounds. So three more points on the board. Three more points on the board for the Red Arrows. So Lowell's up now 14-0 after the third match. Coming up on our fourth match, 215 pounds. Going to give me a second here. I'm going to listen in as to who's coming out. Braylon Musin for Lowell is coming out for Lowell at 215. I'll wait and listen in and see if I can hear who TK sends out. Unsuccessful in listening in and getting that name from TK, so I apologize. Braylon Musin, freshman for Lowell on the mat at 215. There's a combo up top for Lowell in team wrestling with Engel and Musin and Juan Acosta. Kind of they were the big boys up top. Olin, Gabe Olin to some degree as well. Musin with the 3-point takedown at 215 pounds. He's up 3-0 now. Again, some changes in high school wrestling this year. Takedowns are now 3 points. You can score as many as 4 points for back points, so you can have a 7-point takedown back point combination. You can score on the edge much more effectively now in high school wrestling. You can score with 1 point in on the edge of the mat. So it really opens up the scoring for high school wrestling. I wasn't initially thought I was a fan of it, but as I've watched more and more of this at the high school level, it's been more and more exciting. You definitely get tech falls a lot quicker because it's easier for an accomplished wrestler to, if they can't earn that pin, they can get a tech fall a little bit quicker just because the combinations and the scoring combinations happen a lot quicker. Musin got a hold of her wrist, trying to work that into a wing, snubbing the TK wrestler flat. Musin's up 3-0 now, about 20 seconds left in this first period. Working to get that wrist out from underneath the TK wrestler, out off to the back. Kind of a, got two wrists out front. Not a lot of success to get this TK wrestler tilted. So there we are. Last few seconds of the first period. Choices Lowell. Lowell chooses down, so Musin will start the second period, bottom position. Pretty common choice by Lowell, especially as we lead up to state finals. Put kids in positions where they need to earn some points, challenge them. So Musin at the restart is in the bottom position. Tripod up. Both wrestlers on their feet. Musin needs to get some separation here. Stall warning now on TK. The release for the escape now. Musin opens up a 4-0 lead. About a minute and a half left in this second period. We are in the fourth match of this duel. We're in the 215-pound weight class. We started out at 165. Braylon Musin on the mat for Lowell Red Arrows. Didn't catch the name of the TK wrestler. If you haven't been listening, we're a little bit far away from the table, and we weren't able to get weigh-in sheets, so struggling with some of the names, and we apologize. But heck of a nice setup here at Harper Creek High School. Beautiful gym, great setup. Kind of a spotlight setting on the mat. They have some nice spotlights that they turned off some of the surrounding lights. It's not quite like the spotlight wrestling that we've had at Lowell recently, but it's a heck of a nice setup. Nice big gym. Musin gets another takedown, 7-0 now. In the closing minute of the second period, Musin up on the TK wrestler at 215 pounds, 7-0. Team score 14-0. TK wrestler works to his knees, works to his feet. Musin's able to return him back to the mat. He's got a wing in on the left side. He's going to walk that around, walking around the head. Not able to get that done. TK wrestler nearly sits through that, rolls through that. Musin's able to catch him, flatten him back out. He's got a hold of that wrist on the left-hand side again, trying to break that free underneath. Forgets about that. Sinks a half in, walks it around. Had him on his back, but runs out of time. No back points awarded. Still 7-0 as we go into the third period. Choice is TK. Choice is TK. Choice is TK. TK chooses down. Took a little while. Bottom position is TK at the start of the third. Official checks in on the wrestlers, make sure everybody's good. They are. Off we go. 215 pounds. Third period. Braylon Musin, freshman, Lowell High School. Up on the TK wrestler, 7-0. He's got a hold of the wrist on the right side underneath. I think Musin's got to work that half combination again. And so, yeah, that executive director of WRWW Sports, Al Ekman, I agree with him. Not a lot of action on the bottom. Minute 15 here, third period. Houston's pretty well insecure here. Sinks that half in. Didn't walk it around, though. Stall warning. Stall point. Stall point awarded to Lowell. 8-0 now. Musin up. Closing minute. Joined here, Harper Creek High School executive producer Trey Coolier, working the board and working the table. Executive director of WRW Sports, Al Ekman, next to me. Half minute left here. Score is still 8-0 in this match. Another stall point awarded. 2 points awarded now. Should be 10. Yeah, I think it should be 10, but it's 9-0 on the board. So Musin has earned his major, which is good, right? We always want bonus points in wrestling. Work for the major. Work for the tech. Work for the pinfall. Get those bonus points on the board. Musin wins that major decision. 9-0. So that's plus 4 on the board. 18-0 is now the team score. Heading off 285 pounds. I'm going to try to listen in again. Max Begard, 285 pounds, is on the mat for Lowell. Did not catch the name for TK. I apologize. Max is He's giving up some weight here. Giving up some weight. Giving up a little bit of size. Got good technique. Fights off the throw. Again, we're at heavyweight here. And there's Max Bogart is nowhere near 285 pounds. So he weighed in at 215. And is bumping up to 285. Double unders does Bogart have. Actually, check that over under. TK Wrestler attempts the throw. Max is able to fight that off, spin that around, turn that into a takedown. Bogart up now, 3-0 in the first minute of this duel. Sorry, of this match at 285. Max gains control of the left wrist of the TK heavyweight. Scoops that chin. Just going to see if he can create some leverage and get him. Turns that into a half. Pinfall. Again, Max Bogart wrestling up, wrestling heavyweight. Definitely giving up a little bit of weight there, but just maybe a little more strength, a little more technique, and Bogart wins that with a pinfall at 285. Good stuff. Six more points on the board. Lowell now up. Lowell's up 30-0. Hundred 106 pounds now, taking a turn. McKay now on the mat. John McKay takes a void at 106 pounds. John McKay, 11th ranked wrestler at 106, regional qualifier, freshman. Gets 6 points on the board with the void. So it should be 36-0, Al. But 9. I got okay. I think their score is wrong on the board. My score is 28 on my paper, but we'll let them work it out. 113 pounds, Mason Saylor on the mat for Lowell. Missed the name of the TK wrestler. Saylor, an all-conference wrestler this year in the RCAs. TK wrestler in on a double, kinda. Mason's able to sprawl out of that. Still 0-0 on this in this match at 113 pounds. Wrestler's out of bounds. Minute left here in this period. Still 0-0. Wrestler center of the mat. So I'm wondering if this is Christian Miller at 113. If this is Miller, he's the 7th ranked wrestler at 113 in Division II. And is a senior at TK. 3-point takedown for Mason Saylor. Two hands on a wrist underneath. Works claw ride on the right side. Still got wrist control on the left. TK wrestler working to their feet, trying to earn their escape. Runs out of time. Heading into the second period, 3-0. Mason Saylor up over the TK, over TK wrestler. Lowell wins the toss, or wins choice. Defers to third period. TK chooses top. Mason's coming out backside, earns his reversal. So Mason Saylor now up 5-0. Saylor flattens out the TK wrestler. Back to that claw ride. Legs in, boots in, trying to turn those hips, get the shoulders turned up top. He's got a hold of the collarbone on the other side, tries to get those shoulders turned over. TK wrestler sliding up to his hips, getting to his knees, trying to earn his escape in this last minute of the second period. Sailor working a tight waist, grabbing some fingers real quick. Back to the left hand. Rides across the shoulder. Keeps switching up his holds. He's just looking for something that's going to create some leverage. Not a lot of action on the bottom. 30 seconds left in the second period. Mason Sailor up at 113 pounds, 5-0. We are in the seventh bout. We are. We're in the seventh match of this duel. Red Arrow's up. Scoreboard says 30. I disagree with it. Start of the third period. Sailor on top. At the start, breaks TK wrestler down. He's got wrist control on the left side. Gets that on the back finally. Reverse half. Oh, let go of that reverse half. I think he would have had to be able to. He would have been able to step that over, I think, to get him on his back, but just let go of it. He's got control of the wrist underneath. He's going to attempt to roll through Easton tilt. Not much there. He wasn't able to get it hip to hip so he could keep the TK wrestler from rolling through it, and that's what happened. Just rolled through the other side. So Mason's trying something else. We got a stall call now on TK. Less than a minute left in this third period. Sailor is still in control on top. Also in control of the score, 5-0. We are in the seventh match of this duel, 113 pounds. Third period of this match. Lowell up on the board, says 30-0. And Mason's got boots in on the left side. Throws a half in on the right side. TK wrestler getting some coaching about trying to get one, earn one. Trying to encourage the wrestler to work up. Closing seconds of the third period of this match. Mason Sailor is able to earn the decision at 113 pounds. So Lowell moves up to a 33-0 lead. Guess my math was wrong again. So Sailor with the win there. Good stuff for him. Coming up on 120 pounds. That looks like Carson Bloom to me, if I'm not mistaken. Getting nods. My man Trey down there is nodding at me. Yes, it's always good to hear. Carson Bloom is the fifth-ranked wrestler at 113 pounds. He's wrestling up a weight class today. He's a freshman. We'll try to get the call of the TK wrestler. Missed it. So, missed the name of the TK wrestler, but that is Carson Bloom on the mat. Front headlock. Snap down to a takedown. To a quick escape. 3-1. Bloom up. I think we got a Guerrero on the mat, if I heard correctly, by the Trojans. Another 3-point takedown by Bloom. 1-point escape. 6-2 now is the score. Wrestlers are out on the edge, out near the low mat. Bloom, another snap down. Spin. Another 3 points. 9-2 now. Carson pushes the TK wrestler. I guess it's out of bounds. Again, we can keep 1 point in and still score, but so at the restart, Carson Bloom is going to choose for an optional start and essentially give up a complimentary, as Brian Kravsky would say, a complimentary escape. Scores now 9-3. Carson Bloom up over the TK wrestler here at 120 pounds. Quick takedown. It's now 12-3 as the wrestler is the score in this match. Carson Bloom is earning some back points here. There's the pinfall at 120 pounds. The minute 20 mark. 39-0. Now is Lowell up on TK. Coming up on 126 pounds. Looking like Braddock King, I think. Stepping out. Senior Braddock King. Braddock King currently the 10th ranked wrestler at 120 pounds. Regional qualifier. Senior football player, lacrosse player, wrestler. Heck of a good student. So Braddock's a pretty impressive kid. Just, and I apologize everybody, not catching the names from TK, but we are at 126 pounds. That is Braddock King for Lowell on the mat. Wrestlers out on the edge nearest us. King attempts the fireman's out of bounds. Back to the middle. At the restart, both wrestlers on their feet, middle of the mat. There's the fireman's attempt again by Braddock. Drops to a leg. Takedown. 3 points for Braddock King at this minute and a half mark of the first period of this 126-pound match. Lowell is up in the duel, 39-0. We are in the eighth match of this. Sorry, we are in the ninth match of this duel. Braddock's got a wing in. Pretty tight. He's trying to create some space so he can walk it over. There it is, wing in the bar. Walks it over. TK wrestler on his shoulders. There's the pinfall. So Braddock King there at 126 pounds. Gets the pinfall. 45-0 now is the score in the duel. So, Al, my math is, if it's correct, and I think it is, at 45-0, the duel is out of reach. Lowell will defend its team state title at the Wings Event Center next week in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I haven't looked at the times, but traditionally Division II, I believe, is 6:45 p.m. on that Friday. And then if Lowell is able to win the quarterfinal match on that Friday, they will be able to be in the semifinal at noon on Saturday morning at Wings Event Center. So very exciting stuff. Lowell going for 12 straight team state titles. It's a continuous record. Right now. So on the mat for TK is Brett McDonald. Takedown to his back. And Gage Lyons is able to pin the TK wrestler and earn another 6 points. 51-0 now. So Al, as athletic director, I'm going to have to step down to the floor here in a little while because I'll have to award trophies and medals, I think. That's usually the tradition. So if you don't mind here, I'm going to step away in a few minutes. But again, Jackson Bloom, three-time state champion coming out, is now on the mat. But again, Lowell Red Arrows will defend their team state title next week, Friday, and we hope Saturday, in Kalamazoo at Wings Event Center. We will have some information out either through the Lowell Wrestling socials or the Lowell Athletic Department socials related to tickets and times and all of that other good stuff. If you're out there driving around tonight, be careful. But this is Patrick Russell. I'm going to sign off temporarily or momentarily, and I'm going to hand it over to Al and Trey to talk us through these last few matches. I think I'm going to hang in with Jackson Bloom here as he earns the pinfall at 132 pounds. So thanks, everybody. I'm going to hand it over to my boys, and we'll talk next weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot, Patrick. So Lowell moving on to the state finals. Starts next week, Friday. We believe about 6:30, 6:45 at the Winx Event Center. And we're going to bring that to you, not necessarily Friday night. We've got other commitments, but if Lowell should happen to win Friday and they have a good shot at it, we'll be with you on Saturday for the semifinals, if applicable. So we're at the 144 weight division, Lowell Wrestler, and Lowell Wrestler has a takedown.
The Lowell Wrestler is Cody Foss currently.
Cody Foss, and they have not put any points up on the board yet, but he should have 3 for the takedown. The meet score is 57-0. Your Red Arrows on top. Both wrestlers working, both of them off the mat. We'll probably get a whistle here pretty soon. Rules are a little bit different this year than in the past. If either one of the wrestlers is touching inside the circle, they will continue to wrestle. It's only after both of them are fully off the playing surface, the wrestling surface, do they then blow the whistle. Quick takedown and a quick pin here in the first period at the 58-second mark. So 1 minute and 2 seconds into the first period, Red Arrows have their pin. So that was at 144, and the score now is 63-0.
So I don't really watch a whole ton of wrestling. I like to watch wrestling when I can, but usually when I watch wrestling, it gets to be pretty good wrestling because it's always Lowell, and Lowell always, obviously, they're going to defend for their 12th straight, yeah. I think, now. So right. Always good wrestling.
What a great tradition they have. The Red Arrows, yeah. I mean, a lot of high school teams would hope that they could even make the finals once. And Lowell, year after year after year. So this is the 150-pound weight division.
Currently Logan Dawson wrestling for the Arrows right now.
Kind of head-to-head. And little bit of a hand fighting there on the part of both wrestlers. Logan Dawson, one of the Red Arrow football players, one of the very good ones, and Lowell has some very good ones. Takedown by Logan, 3 points. Again, the meet score is Red Arrows 63, Thornapple Kellogg 0. We're halfway through the first period. And off the mat, they'll go back to the center. Thanks for tuning us in on 92.3 FM locally in Lowell and streaming at lowellradio.org. Both wrestlers down on the mat. Logan Dawson going for a half. He's going to try to make the turn if he's almost there. Now he's got it in a little bit behind the neck. He'll spin it over. Dawson getting some points, some back points. He's got him on his back right now. And there's the whistle and the slap of the mat. And the Red Arrows will get 6 more points.
Seen a lot of like first period pins, pretty quick pins today.
69-0, and I think we are approaching maybe the last match of the evening. We're at the 157 division. Let's see if we can catch the name of the Lowell wrestler.
Keith Tett is the wrestler for the Arrows.
So you said Keith Tett?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Both locked up. Just into the first period, we believe the final match of the evening. We wish we had the names of the Thornapple Kellogg wrestlers, but we're up on the running track at Battle Creek Harper Creek, and we're just not anywhere close to the scorekeeper. Both wrestlers off the mat, 1:09 on the clock, first period. So make sure you go to our website, lowellradio.org, and go to calendar in the upcoming days, and we will let you know when we will be broadcasting at the state finals. That's at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo. A really good place to go and watch. Most of it is expressway, and you just barely get off the expressway, and you're there. There's a lot of parking all around the Wings Event Center, so you'll really enjoy the event if you have the opportunity to go. Well, Keith had a takedown, but it was off the mat, so they'll go back to the center mat. 15 seconds left in the first period. Little hand-to-hand fighting here. 5 seconds on the clock. Okay, let's see who has choice here. Lowell has choice, and Lowell chooses down for the start of the second period. Tef trying to get to his feet. TK wrestler just kind of hanging on right now, trying to swing him over a little bit so to expose his back to the mat and maybe get some points. looking for a fireman's. Not there. Teff rolls through. Thornapple Kellogg still in control. 1 minute, 20 seconds on the clock. Thornapple Kellogg gets some back points, four back points. Escape by Keith Teft. 4-1 is the match score. We're under a minute, second period. A little bit of a miss move there by Teft, and he kind of gave himself up. So a takedown by TK. They're up in this match 7-1 at 30 seconds. Not a lot of action at this point. I expect we may get a whistle from the referee and maybe start. Now we have a little action here. We might have a reversal here. I think we'll at least have an escape, but it hasn't been awarded yet, I don't believe. Seven to one is the match score. We're going to start the third period. They had 3 minutes up on the clock. They finally corrected that and made it 2 minutes. 7-2 is the match score in favor of Thornapple Kellogg. 69-0, the meet score. Red Arrows on top. Teff chose up for the third period. Thornapple Kellogg working for the escape. Teff pulling in on one leg, and he gave up to the Thornapple Kellogg wrestler a reversal, 2 points, 9-2, your match score. We may have a reversal here by Teff. He's spinning around a little bit. He's gaining some back points. He's got 2 points for a reversal. He's got some back points already that has not been away. And he got the pin. My goodness. Trailing 9-2. And things not looking good for Keith Teff. He turns things around for the reversal, back points, and then the pin. Oh, my goodness, Trey. How'd you like that?
Well, yeah, like you said, it looked like Keith was, he was kind of struggling there that whole match a lot, couldn't really get anything going, and then just all of a sudden reversals on top of his guy and finds a way to pin him there.
Well, Keith made a couple mistakes during the match in which he gave himself up, not intentionally,
yeah,
and gave the Thornapple Kellogg wrestler some points, but then he turned it around right at the end there. So all the wrestlers shaking hands right now. And we're going to leave you from Harper Creek High School with the final score, Lowell Red Arrows 75, Thornapple Kellogg 0.